From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I know Adams, Afghan tribal leaders are beginning to establish control over the former Taliban stronghold of Kandahar. Following the Taliban retreat, rival Afghan factions rushed into Kandahar, pushing the city toward chaos. Afghanistan's new interim prime minister, Hamid Karzai, has told local authorities they must establish law and order if they want to keep their jobs. U.S. Special Forces are also being seen on city streets, as NPR's Sarah Chase reports now from Kandahar.
Mahmoud Anwar, the new Kandahar security chief, took to the streets today in a 10-pickup motorcade, many of the trucks captured from the Taliban. Machine guns bristle from the backs of the pickups, turbaned fighters cram behind. Rocket launchers stick up like flagpoles. The trucks pull up outside the former Afghan Red Crescent office. Bandits, who leapt into the chaos just after the Taliban surrender, stripped the place down and set themselves up there with a handful of followers. Mahmoud Anwar is flushing them out in an effort to impose order. It's the eighth office he's visited today. The followers of Gulagha Shirzai, Kandahar's new governor, had a reputation for looting and murder from the mayhem that followed the Soviet withdrawal when Shirzai was in charge of the province. Now back in power, they're trying to improve their image. Next stop, a former Qaeda barracks to collect the weapons left there. The fighters swarm up the stairs and grab a dozen guns and rocket launchers and some blankets, and soon five men have donned the Arab desert fatigues that were piled in a corner. Anwar says he lost 55 men during the final assault on the Kandahar airport, where many Qaeda fighters were dug in. He says they detonated a huge explosion just as his forces attacked, killing 250 of their own fighters. A suicide defense, says Anwar. The bodies were only collected for burial today. Along the rutted dirt road that leads here from Pakistan, one of Anwar's frontline soldiers, Faida Mahmoud, pointed out the sites. The Taliban were up in those mountains, he'd say, or gesturing at a crater in the side of the road, American bombing.
Rocket launcher. American rocket launcher.
U.S. Special Forces were directing his comrades' attack from the start, he says. And that assistance did not end when the Taliban surrendered. Faida Mahmoud says U.S. forces accompanied Shirzai's fighters when they moved into the city. Now American soldiers are to be seen around town, especially at Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar's former home, which was the target of the first publicized special forces mission early in the war. It's a sprawling, single-story yellow building pulverized by U.S. bombing. And a man named Torjan watched as U.S.-supplied weapons, the grease still on them, were shared out to Shirzai's followers in Kandahar. Sunday.
I asked the brother of Gulagha Shirzai about the weapons, and the brother of Shiraga told me that tonight American helicopters will drop weapons, the cartel of weapons, to us, and tomorrow we will give it to you. And when I went early in the morning, there were a lot of new weapons.
Governor Shirzai's men now brandish them as they post guard at Kandahar administration buildings. Tomorrow, the new security chief, Mahmoud Anwar, says he'll lead his motorcade out to the desert to hunt for remaining Al-Qaeda members. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.